If you turn with me in the Word of God to the Song of Solomon, Solomon's Song in chapter 2, and I just want to leave with you verse 9, where we read, "My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our walls. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice." Here we have the bridegroom being described by the bride, "My beloved is like a roe or a young hart." His appearance is particularly emphasized in the verse. She says, "He standeth." Behold, it's something to see. It's a sight to look at. Behold, he standeth. He standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows. He shows himself through the lattice, or through the opening. Seems to be the picture of a house. And the bride is in the house, and the beloved is outside, behind the wall of the house. He's standing there, but he's not just standing there, he's showing himself at the windows. He's making an appearance at the openings, at the lattice. And the windows and the lattice, they are the places where the light comes into the house, then through the wall. You know, our Lord is parted from us. He has gone to the Father's house. He will come again to receive us unto himself. The wall of time will be pulled down. And one day soon we shall be forever with the Lord in his presence, seeing him face to face. But at present, he appears at the window. He shows himself at the lattice. And that's what the Lord does. He reveals himself to us. He comes and makes appearances to us at the windows. And of course, the window of the Word. The Bible is like a window. It's like a glass darkly. And we look into the glass darkly and we see him who's standing. He's standing because he's risen. He's risen from the dead. He's standing because he ever lives to make intercession for us. And he makes these appearances. Do you remember in the book of the Revelation how he's standing in the midst of the seven churches? He makes an appearance, and they see him standing in their midst. He's revealing himself to them. And you remember how John was there, and he came and he appeared to John, and he revealed himself to John. And this is the history of all the saints and of all the prophets. Moses, he made an appearance to Moses, and Moses saw him who was invisible, and he was encouraged. And he appeared to Israel in the fiery pillar and in the cloud. And he appeared to the prophets. You remember how Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up and upon his throne." He's always showing himself. You remember in the Gospels, and especially in the resurrection accounts, you remember how so often says he showed himself. He appeared to his disciples. He showed them his hands and his feet. He showed them the openings of his wounds. You remember how it says in the Acts of the Apostles, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. He showed himself. And this is what the bridegroom is saying. He's showing himself to us. And that's what the Bible is for, to show us Christ. And that's why the scriptures exist. They are the windows of the church in which the Lord shows himself to us and we see him. We see him by faith. We see him in the preaching of the word, in the scriptures. But we also see him in the supper, don't we? Isn't this supper a kind of a lattice, an opening, whereby he appears to us? He shows himself. He's still behind the wall. We don't see him clearly and fully. We know where his humanity is at the right hand of God. But in the supper that he has left us, he gives us a showing of himself, an appearing. And he says, this is my body which is broken for you. And this is my blood which is shed for you. He shows us himself. And as we take the emblems tonight and as we feast on this supper, let's think about that. The Lord's showing us himself. It's a picture. It's a manifestation. He shows us his true humanity, doesn't he? My body, my blood. He shows us that he's true man. He shows us that he died. That his humanity was broken in death. At the death of the cross. And he shed his blood. This is my blood which is shed for you. This do in remembrance of me. And so it's the Lord's table. And yet he's not dead. He standeth. For he's alive forevermore. He's risen. He's been raised up and he's standing. He's the standing one. He's the risen one. It was shed, the blood. The body was broken. His humanity was, as it were, divided in death as his soul was severed from his body. But he's risen now and he stands and he appears and he shows himself. And may we see him. And as you read his word, as you come to look at the lattice of the word every day, whenever you get alone with the Lord and look at the lattice of the word, look for his appearing. Look for his manifestation. Look to see the Lord, to show himself unto you. And whenever you come to his house, expect that also and pray that also, that you'll be at the window today and that the Lord will come behind our walls and he'll look in through the window and we'll see him and make an appearance. You see, the bride sees this for her encouragement. She has a difficult time. It's a world of woe. She has many problems and many opponents and much oppression. But occasionally the bridegroom comes to appear to encourage her and to help her and to strengthen her. And that's why he appears there for her encouragement. And he appears to us tonight in the supper. For our encouragement. The Lord is here. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Our Father, we do thank thee for the gift of thy dear Son. We thank thee for the bread of life, whom thou didst send into the world. We thank thee for the heavenly manna. We know that thou didst give the manna in the wilderness. And it sustained the people of God in their journeys. But Lord, it was just a faint shadow of who we really need and what we really need for life, for true life and eternal life. And that is Christ. We thank thee that he was made flesh and he dwelt among us. We thank thee for the true and real and genuine humanity of our Lord Jesus. He was bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, and ties of blood with sinners one. We thank thee that he was a true man. And we thank thee he was a sinless man, a man of righteousness. And we thank thee he was the man who was also the lamb, the sacrifice in his death on the cross. And Lord, thou wast well pleased and didst tear the veil in two and was more or less saying, there's no more sacrifices, no more of this. It's finished. It's all done. The great sacrifice has been offered. The body prepared for our Lord Jesus has been broken. The blood that he took to himself has been shed and atonement has been made. We thank thee for this. And we praise thee. And we ask, Lord, that thou wilt help us to appreciate Calvary. And help us to be melted by Calvary. Help us to live in the light of Calvary. Help us to take all our sins to Calvary. Help us to be encouraged and have the full assurance of faith at Calvary. In looking to him who loved us and who gave himself for us. So we thank thee for such a Saviour. We thank thee for the flock here who love that Saviour. And who have taken the time tonight to come here and to humbly remember his death. And we pray thy blessing on this flock, Lord. We look to thee. We know that thou dost love us. And we know that thou dost put us under thy wing. And we trust in thee and we depend on thee. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless us, that thou wilt love us, and that thou wilt pour upon us spiritual and heavenly blessings in our meetings, and give us thy presence, and let thy word come to us with power. And may we see the Lord at the lattice, showing himself to us week after week. Make us to be a blessed assembly. Make us to be one that knows the peace of God and the joy of the Holy Ghost. So receive our praise, accept our thanks, and give us a blessing now as we eat and feast. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.